Lehigh Valley's business sentiment index at its highest level since before the recession. The Cameron Afshar Greater Lehigh Valley Chamber of Commerce Survey of Lehigh Valley businesses is done on a quarterly basis and collects about 1,000 observations per year. The Employment and Purchasing Index for the Lehigh Valley highlights the results of these surveys. In April 2015, we conducted our 62nd survey of these series, which recorded continued optimism in the local economy. Business sentiment, as measured by the overall index, rose slightly to 62.4 in April, slightly above its January level, and it was a significant 7.6% higher than its April 2014 level. It should be noted that the highest level for this index, 68.5, was reached in April of 2006, and then this index fell to 44.4 as of its lowest point, and that was April of 2009. Right now at 62.4, the index is at its highest level since 2007. The largest gain in the last 12 months was in the index of planned purchases for the next 6 months. This index soared by 16.6% over its last year's level, and its trend is now at its highest level since 2007. This index is moving into the range which is historically associated with expansion for the Lehigh Valley. Another index, which also recorded a significant 8% increase over its last year's level, is the index of actual expenditures over the last 6 months. This index, while rising, is still shy of the expansion range for the valley. The two expenditure indices, both actual and planned, are moving up. The trend for the index of hiring during the last 6 months moved into its expansionary range in April. 25% of the respondents to the survey indicated that they had net addition to their employment over the last 6 months, while only 8% reported net losses. During prosperous economic times, around 25 to 30% of the participants show net gain, while 8 to 10% show net losses. We are closing in. The average business participating in the survey hired 0.8 new employees in the last 6 months. This compares to hiring around one employee in the pre-recessionary period of 2005-2006. It should be noted that during the Great Recession, local businesses were laying off 0.8 employees. So this is not only a significant improvement compared to the depth of the recession, but it is also closing in to the pre-recessionary hiring levels. More than a third of local businesses are planning to hire more people in the next 6 months, while only 2% plan to lay off people. Average participant in the survey is planning to hire 1.2 new employees in the next 6 months. This is the highest level for this index since the recession. Local businesses have raised their future hiring plans to above one employee since last July. Local businesses' actual and planned expenditures are starting to come closer to their new hiring plans. There was a while, particularly 2014, when we initially saw hiring plans increase without the requisite increase in the plans for spending. That problem appears to have been solved. 58% of the businesses participating in our April survey reported increases in their revenue over the last 6 months, while 16% reported decline in theirs. Looking into the future, a much larger 72% expect their revenues to be higher, while only 8% expect to see lower revenues. It should be also remembered that businesses, by nature, are basically optimistic about the future. Based on the results of our April survey, we expect the Valley's economy to show real growth over the next 6 months. Companies with more than 21 employees are expected to show significant increase in their employment levels, and will lead the expansion, growing at a higher rate than others. Overall, employment is expected to continue to show higher growth rate over the next 6 months. This is Cameron Afshar with Economic Pulse from WDIY.
Spread the word about your organization or business to a well-informed audience. Become an underwriter with WDIY. Our lineup of NPR News and locally produced music programs reaches thousands of locally engaged listeners each day. Underwriting on WDIY is an affordable way to enhance your image and to provide information about your services to people who care. To learn more about underwriting opportunities, call 610-694-8100, extension 6, or visit our website, wdiy.org.
This is Cameron Afshar with Economic Pulse from WDIY. This evening, my guests are David Loback, Chairman, CEO, President of Embassy Bank for the Lehigh Valley, and Jack Funder, President, CEO of Manufacturing Resource Center. Gentlemen, welcome.
Welcome.
Great to be here.
We are going to talk about the Lehigh Valley's business sentiment index, which we just released, and look at your experience in the field. We obviously survey businesses, but you guys on a day-to-day basis observe all of these things. And I would like to get your view on items. Let's start with the basic, the first one, that businesses in the Lehigh Valley have increased their purchases over the last 6 months and are planning to even further increase it in the next 6 months. Dave, have you seen any of that in your experience?
Mm-hmm. Cameron, we're seeing a lot more activity this quarter, this year, than what we have in the past, many years. We started in 2001, and we had seen a lot of activity, and we all know what happened in 2008, 2009. So finally, we're starting to see more activity from the standpoint of purchasing of equipment, capital goods, and not just refinancing of debt.
Mm-hmm. What about you, Jack?
Manufacturing in the Lehigh Valley right now is strong. When the recession started getting better, I think manufacturing kind of led us out of the recession 3 years ago or so. Most manufacturers were encouraged but guarded. They were kind of looked at ways of better finding ways of differentiating themselves from their competition. And it was positive, but they didn't spend a lot of money. They just hire a lot of people, but they relooked at how they're doing things. We found a lot of companies were looking at their processes and try to improve them. So our business and the lean business got very strong. But in the last 6 months to a year, we're finding that it's pretty much across the board now. There's always pockets of industries that were very positive. But now it seems like pretty much across the board. Most companies feel very excited about the future in the next 2 to 3 years. Obviously, there's a lot of external things that could cause problems. But I think right now the overall trend is very positive.
Jack, you also gave me an example of a reverse event that we have seen for decades, that manufacturing leaves Lehigh Valley. And you gave me an example of one that actually moved into the Lehigh Valley, which is very surprising. Would you like to share that?
Sure. We always said back when manufacturing were sending their jobs overseas to China and so forth, that, my feeling was, well, it's the inexpensive things that would probably belongs over there, but the technical aspects hopefully would stay in the United States. It's actually, we had an example this year of a company from China that moved back into the moved to the valley, and they make plastic forks and spoons and straws and those kind of things, exactly the kind of work I thought should be in China. But they have found that it's their marketplace is in the United States. Their marketplace is fast food restaurants. But they've also, with the price of energy, the shipping costs and so forth, they have found that they're best making it here in the United States. And right now it seems like they're going very strong.
Mm-hmm. Dave, other than being chairman of a big bank, you are also chairman of a major healthcare organization in the Valley. And one of the areas that we have observed as planning to increase employment are healthcare organizations in our sample. What do you see?
Well, number one, we have a very strong healthcare network in the Lehigh Valley and several very good, strong hospitals, so we're very fortunate. And we're seeing the expansion not only within the Valley but outside of the Valley in healthcare. So there's a lot of dollars being invested. There is expansion, certainly as us baby boomers and you can't see us here, but all three of us have a little bit of gray in our hair.
Speak for yourself.
Okay. Thank you for only saying it's a little. Yeah,
there's more and more need for healthcare, and we're fortunate that we have quality healthcare here. But there is a lot more investment and continuous investment in healthcare.
That is great to hear. One of the also very, very interesting, and of course the most important part of any recovery is employment, improvement in employment, because recovery without improvement in employment means very little. And we are observing that Lehigh Valley businesses are telling us that they have increased the number of people they have hired in the last 6 months. Average participant in our survey has hired 0.8 new employee in their establishment. This contrasts with laying off 0.8 employee during the recession years. And it is not that far off from the time that we had normal economy, which 2003, 4, 5, 6, which on average they hired around one new employee. So in terms of economic numbers, and we look at statistical distribution, this looks very, at least very close to normal, if not at normal. Either of you gentlemen have seen that in real life?
In manufacturing, there's a huge change in the process when the baby boomers retire. The manufacturing itself has changed drastically in the last 30 years. Back then, manufacturing in the Valley was 20% of the workforce were in manufacturing. Now it's about 10%. Back then, you had probably 6 out of 10 jobs were entry-level kinds of jobs, and you didn't really need a lot of outside experience and education. Now that number's just changed, where 60% require that kind of education. So we're finding two things. One, companies are growing at the top line, therefore they're needing to add people. But most of the employment, new employees coming to the manufacturing companies, the way I'm seeing it, will probably be attrition, people that are going to retire. Companies now are figuring that they need to start training the middle management and the middle employees so they can take over these jobs when they become available, which are happening in the next 5 years probably. So there's a huge amount of training going on in manufacturing right now. We've had a big emphasis in the Valley in terms of trying to help the image of manufacturing and get more of the younger generation understanding what a job looks like in manufacturing, which seems to be very successful. In the last 2 years, we've had upwards of 36% more students involved in the STEM-related activities in the career and technical mm-hmm. schools, which is not norm at all in the country. So I think companies themselves are looking to invest in the future and get some good talent in there and train it right now. And the same token, if they're getting into new markets and new businesses, they're also adding new people. So I feel it's a very positive thing for manufacturing.
I see it as a good trend. First of all, we have a great workforce here in the Lehigh Valley. We're very fortunate with the strong technical programs that we have through programs like VICA and the community colleges and the universities. We have a lot of great, great young people and qualified people in the Lehigh Valley. Certainly, we had seen a change in employment as we hit that 2008-2009 timeframe. We had seen a lot of layoffs and companies that were downsizing. Not necessarily right-sizing, but downsizing due to the economy. In some cases, they probably took that a little bit too far, and now they're looking to recover from that as sales and the bottom line start to increase. You know, we certainly have to continue education in the area, but I think it's a great trend that we're seeing, and it's a nice forecast that we're seeing with respect to jobs for the future. You know, one of the things, certainly wages concern me, because we haven't seen much of an increase in wages, you know, for the overall economy and good of the people. But I think that'll happen. You know, we'll see that happen. So I think we're moving in the right direction. Training is so important. We cut back on training. I know in the world of banking, you know, we just cut that off in 2008 as an industry. And now we're looking for talented people, and they're just not out there. So there's a lot of competition for good quality, well-trained people in all segments. And we're seeing that from healthcare to banking to manufacturing to auto mechanics to electricians, you name it. It's pretty much across the board. So it's a good trend. It's a great trend. It's not a good trend. It's a great trend.
Yes. We have also observed that the initial unemployment claims filed in the Lehigh Valley has dropped to a level which we have historically seen during the normal time. It is no longer in the high range that it was even through 2012, where it was still the layoffs were high compared to normal for Lehigh Valley. And the pool of labor in Lehigh Valley has also shrunk. The number of people who are looking, actively looking for a job, has shrunk significantly, and it is right at the top of the normal range. It has not dropped into it much yet, but it is very close to that point. Basic trends indicate that wages will start to go up this year, maybe from third or fourth quarter, but definitely in a visible way rather than very, very minor amount, because exactly as you said, Dave, it's not only that everybody wants to attract talented people to their operation, but also people have spent all that amount of money training people. They don't want them to leave now that they have gone through this thing, because now market has significantly changed. That part is another segment that we have looked at are the number of businesses or percent of businesses who are planning to hire or lay off people. And in our survey, about 8% of the companies that responded to us indicated that they have laid off people in the last 6 months. They had net layoffs. By the same token, around 25% said that they have had net increase in employment. Both these numbers are very close to normal for the Valley. Normal for the Valley is between 25 to 30% increase and between 8 to 10% layoff. So it is very, it is fascinating to see the way we are slowly sideways moving into normal for what we have without really feeling that that coming. What is your feelings, Jack? What have you seen?
You know, it's during the recession, also during this skills gap problem that the manufacturing have in terms of finding people with the talent. Obviously, automation has become a very important part of manufacturing, where you maybe can eliminate the need of a couple of the positions that are manual and related. But then you add a position of somebody to keep the machine running, which needs a lot of technology, a lot of people. So that skills gap is, we're in adjustment period, I think, right now. I think we finally, people do understand that there are really good paying jobs out there in manufacturing, a lot more than there used to be. But we got to get the right talent for it. Companies, as I say, some are doing internally, some are doing it from outsides. A lot of manufacturing companies are doing temporary employees right now. So I don't know how that's fitting in the survey, but in terms of the total number of headcount and so forth, yes, I do see that that is increasing. I do see companies now thinking of expansions and so forth within their company, which is exciting. As I say, right now it seems very positive.
What about you, Dave?
Cameron, the trends that you talked about will create jobs, and that's, as a banker in the community who only banks in the Lehigh Valley, that's our number one goal. If we create jobs, we create a strong economy. We create a strong economy. We have all kinds of other benefits associated with that. So, you know, we're seeing a trend. We're doing a lot on education. We're doing a lot to create jobs. You know, downtown Allentown, what's happening there has certainly created a lot of opportunity. So, again, excited about the trends. We just have to make sure as a community we're investing in education and helping to bring in through economic development jobs and companies from outside the area and allow those that are here to be successful. So it's a good trend. It's a great trend.
It's a great trend.
Yeah.
That's great to hear from you guys with practical experience in the field. It is interesting looking at the different types of companies as their plans for increasing manufacturing participants in the survey plan to increase about 1.5 new employee higher than average for the Lehigh Valley. On the other side of it, professional and scientific and technical firms are planning to increase only about 1/6 of an employee, less than the average. It is interesting the way this direction is moving because we usually think that it moves in terms of services going up. Mm-hmm. But the highest level of employment plans for the next 6 months is from healthcare organizations and then manufacturing. And there gets a lot into the practical experiences. Even construction firms are planning to hire more. But for them, it is the seasonal thing to do. And we are moving in that direction. But there is no question that in terms of the number of employees, we have moved very rapidly forward.
Companies are finding that we're starting to see some onshoring back again, mm-hmm. Where companies are moving some of the jobs back into the United States. There's been a trend over the last few years that companies feel they need to be having their supply chains close to where the product is even actually used. You've seen that in the automotive industry where they'll move plants from Germany to the United States. This example we had in China with the plastic company, same kind of thing. So I think one of the issues, though, is, again, is finding the right talent to be able to do it. But I think companies right now are actually looking very closely at, does it make sense? Obviously, there's in China and so forth, those companies, the wages are going up. The cost is a lot more expensive to ship it from A to B. Most companies want to be able to just in time, just try to be whatever their customers are looking for. In a lot of cases, it's being very agile so they can make changes. Technology is changing so fast that the life cycle of products now are a third, I think, of what they used to be 10, 15 years ago. So companies have to have their R&D area and their manufacturing together. So I think we're seeing a good trend on companies bringing jobs back.
Great. Mm-hmm. This is Cameron Afshar with Economic Pulse from WDIY.
Do you have a car that you're trading in? How about an old truck or boat that's taking up space? Let WDIY help you get rid of unwanted vehicles and turn them into financial support for the station. It's a simple and easy process. We handle all the towing, title, and transfer, and you receive a tax deduction. Turn your vehicle into the programs you love on WDIY. To learn more, visit WDIY.org or call 610-694-8100, extension 7.
For program support of WDIY, we thank Lehigh County, Northampton County, and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
This is Cameron Afshar with Economic Pulse from WDIY. My guests this evening are Jack Fonder from Manufacturing Resource Center and David Loback from Embassy Bank. Gentlemen, thank you for helping me with this part. Jack, we were talking about the business environment in the Lehigh Valley, and what is your observation?
The Valley's, to me, very unique. We've got two counties that have kind of combined for economic development and some of the other areas together, which is by itself unique. I'm part of a statewide network, an IRC network, which so I've seen what other communities around the state and how they work together and so forth. And I don't think there's a single community close to what we do here in the Lehigh Valley. When you take a look at the Workforce Investment Board, or you take a look at the LVDC on the economic development, the IRC, the MEP or the IRC like myself, you take a look at the schools, the community colleges and the three career and technical schools. You know, we're very blessed to have two community colleges in a region like ours. We have, what, 9 universities here, and they're now, you know, we're all seem to be working very well together. There was just a strategic plan done through the economic development of what is the workforce strategic plan for the Lehigh Valley. And it was done through LVDC and the Workforce Investment Board. And, you know, it basically just, you know, talks about technology. It talks about, you know, where the jobs are going to be and therefore how do we go about doing it. But we're actually planning for the future, which is kind of different than I think we're not reacting like I think most communities do. So I'm just very impressed by the way people do work together and for one common good. And that's the good of the Valley. And I think the amount of industry moving in, the amount of growth that we have within the Valley, obviously our location is great, but it's a lot more than location. I think the workforce is, I think the STEM concept is going through the Valley, which I think is very important for the future because that seems to be technology is the future. And I think we're positioning ourselves right now for, I think, a very good years to come.
Dave, what have you seen in that direction?
Well, first of all, I've seen a lot in my lifetime. I grew up in Nazareth back in the 50s and 60s. And when I grew up in Nazareth, we'd take a trip once a year to Allentown to shop in downtown Allentown. And that was about the only time I ever got out of Nazareth. So we went from, Nazareth being our center to calling it ABE, Allentown, Bethlehem, Easton. Depending on where you live, your university was Allentown, Bethlehem, or Easton, or surrounding areas, to now the Lehigh Valley. So I think we've come a long way in that period of time, not only from how we work and how we play and how we participate and volunteer to how we're thinking. And today, we're the Lehigh Valley and beyond is really our place to invest and our place to work and play. So I think a lot of great things have happened in this valley. And I also attribute that to a lot of great companies, great leadership, great organizations, Jack's organization and many others. I take a look at, you know, what we've done at the hospital with our med school. You know, we have a med school now. We just graduated a class of 28. Young doctors who are now going around the country and also staying here in the Lehigh Valley because we know that doctors are going to be in more and more demand down the road. So we have come a long way with our thought process. And the organizations I'm involved with, and we're involved as from a banking standpoint with a lot of different organizations, and they're just out for the good of the community. Their heart, their soul is in the Lehigh Valley and with the people that they're helping in a variety of different ways, if it's to create jobs or education or training or helping people that can't help themselves. There's so much good that's taking place. And that's exciting, you know, to see that take place and see where we were, see where we are, and look at, you know, what you're projecting, or the optimism going out. And it takes a lot of hard work. You know, and you can't take for granted where you are today. You always have to look forward to be better, and you have to do it better. And you have to invest in your future.
Oh, sure. Actually, one of the interesting parts is when you are, Jack, referring to manufacturing. Manufacturing today is not the manufacturing of our parents. It's a totally different environment. Could you give me a little bit idea about how different we are in terms of all these robotics and stuff like that are joining our manufacturing workforce?
If you take a look at the average job 40 years ago versus where we are today, the productivity of an average employee of a manufacturing company has increased 259% in 40 years. The average person of non-manufacturing, it's gone up 62%. So that's what called productivity is all about. Mm-hmm. And I think that says a lot by itself. Therefore, we are still producing. I think China maybe is ahead of the United States now in the number of manufacturing product made, but not by much. And, so, you know, their labor force obviously is a lot larger than ours. So for this 10% to produce that amount of product, they're doing it entirely different. Therefore, that's why they can be competitive. As I said before, the average job has changed drastically, where it's now computer-based. It's now, it's geared toward automation. It's geared toward CNC machines, where one person could run four machines at one time, that kind of thing. You take a look at a company called Connex, just down the road down in Montgomery County. They exported most of their product. They got it made in China and so forth, a lot of it plastic parts and so forth. Right now, I think 100% of their stuff is made back here in the United States, and a lot of cases is right there in Souderton. And they do it all by automation. They are a much more stronger company because of it. The employees are, on average, getting a lot more money than they did before. And I think that's what we have to do. We've lost the middle class in this country over the last 10, 15 years. And it's time to grow it back, and how better than to do it in manufacturing? So yeah. I think that's an important thing that I look at right now.
Dave, with this concept of automation in all industries, and I see it in also obviously in banking, when all of these things are now, you can go on the computer and check your account. There was a time you had to call, somebody had to be on the other side to answer your phone, get and give you information about your balance. Is this check cash cleared or not? So in terms of demand for labor, you guys are doing a lot more with a lot fewer employees, similar to manufacturing, maybe not to that level, but still you are doing a lot more with fewer employees. Would this, as we are going in the future, reduce demand for labor? Because would it get to a point where you would go to the bank and have one assistant and everything else would be automatic?
You know, that's an interesting question, because we look at that, I look at that on a regular, we just had a strategic planning meeting and we talked about that. We did a focus group with a group of young entrepreneurs who not only bank with us, but bank with others. And it's still interesting. 25 years ago, we said by today there'd be no checks, but yet we still have a lot of checks. 25 years ago, they say we wouldn't need bricks and mortar. But in talking to this young group of entrepreneurs in this focus group, branches are still important. Not necessarily do they want to come in every day to cash a check, but as they get into the area of starting a business, mm-hmm. and they need some financial advice, feedback on how to structure a deal, how to put together a loan, a loan request, they want to be able to touch a person. And we're doing a lot of that. So in addition to that, if they're doing a mortgage, if they want mm-hmm. to buy a house and have a mortgage, they're looking to be able to sit down and talk to a person regarding that mortgage. That's a big transaction for them. Mm-hmm. And that's the type of relationship that we're looking to build and expand upon. And we are looking, how can we do more with less? But at the same time, in our business as a community bank, we want to make sure we're providing the highest level of customer service, and that does require people. Mm-hmm. And we are growing. As the Valley grows, we've been growing as a bank, and we have to do things differently than what we did 25 years ago. It's not just a check cashing business. It's really a very personal type of business. So we're seeing the need for good, qualified people and bankers in our business, just like Jack's been talking about in other areas.
So you still see an increase in the number of people that industries like yourself hire, going to hire in the future?
Absolutely.
Just Jack.
There's also a change going on right now that's kind of subtle, but it's very important change. The millennials now are getting into manufacturing, mm-hmm. And because my generation is retiring from manufacturing. The problem is most of the manufacturing companies are run by baby boomers, and my philosophy of working 60, 80, 100 hours a week is probably much different than most of the millennials' idea. I think the millennials, we're doing a lot of work right now in terms of how do you hire millennials in the manufacturing community, but it's probably more important, if you can hire them, can you keep them? And I think that's the important thing. We're spending a lot of money on training, as you said earlier, but if they leave every 2 years, that training is maybe not well spent. So we have got to figure out the culture in our companies these days. We have to. It's not a matter of just telling somebody, here's what you do. Mm-hmm. The millennials want to know why. They want to be part of the decision process, which is fine. You know, do you really need a time clock? There's a lot of things like that where, you know, the quality of life, the balance in life is far more important than what it was when I started business 40 years ago. And so, therefore, I think companies have to stand back and say, if 50% of my workforce are going to be millennials in the next 5 years, well, I better make sure I have a culture that's going to keep them. And that's when we're starting to see companies wake up to a point of saying, we have got to take a look at how we run our businesses, especially in terms of the personnel aspects of it. And I think that's going to be a very interesting and very important change, you know, within all industries right now, but it has to happen.
So this concept that we sometimes see in movies and stuff, that everything is done by robots and there is no demand, because we are looking at the surveys and people are saying, okay, we're going to hire more and more and more. But then we're thinking of all this technology and everything, and there is that fear that as we're going forward, there would be a dichotomy going on there that, okay, do we need anybody?
Yeah. First of all, Cameron, we can't get a robot to replace you. I can tell you that right now. So.
You are kind. Maybe a much simpler robot has already replaced me. I haven't noticed it yet. Yes, and the we are getting to the point where we are looking at increase in employment and increase in demand for labor being real. And of course, Dave, with the labor participation, as labor demand goes higher, and particularly when wages start to become higher in a fashion that people can feel it, then you would see that a lot of people who have left the labor force will join back into the labor force. Because the concept is there are people in the labor force who have no choice. Paying rent or eating is not a matter of choice, that if I'm not happy today, okay, I won't do it. So that was why at the beginning of the recession, so many people accepted part-time jobs, not because they wanted to, because that was the only option they had. But as we are going forward and we have already saw that a large number of those people who moved to part-time jobs at the beginning of the recession due to economic reasons have moved back to full-time jobs. So the next stage in this process is that we're going to see people who are sitting outside the labor force because wages are not there, because they have the option to do so, maybe in a two-income family and other ways that it is not necessary for them to do so. As wages start to go up in an appreciable way, they will start rejoining the labor force, and we're going to see that. Gentlemen, thank you. I'm Cameron Afshar with Economic Pulse from WDIY.
Do you have vinyl albums or 45s on your shelves that are taking up space and gathering dust? Why not donate them for a good cause? WDIY will receive profits from the records, and you will receive a tax deduction. For more information or to arrange for drop-off or pickup, call 610-694-8100 extension 3 or visit wdiy.org.
This is Cameron Afshar with Economic Pulse from WDIY. My guests this evening are David Loback from Embassy Bank and Jack Fonder from Manufacturing Resource Center. Gentlemen, welcome.
Thank you.
We talked about the employment levels and the indication that businesses are planning to increase the number of people that they are hiring, and they have also increased what they had. An actual number of people who are working in Lehigh Valley is now significantly higher than what it was before the Great Recession. So we have not only hired the same job, not necessarily the same job, but same number of people who were hired, we have exceeded that. One interesting thing that we have been observing since last year, beginning of 2014, was that businesses were telling us that they are planning to hire a lot more people. like they are doing now. But when we were asking them the questions farther down, are you allocating new resources to do that? I was, no. No money was allocated. It was more wishful thinking, hoping. What has changed this year, 2015, is that when we look at the second and fourth and fifth questions, we are seeing, oh, yes, they are not only planning to hire more people, but also on the other questions when you ask, they are now planning to also allocate more resources, increase their expenditures in the next 6 months. And that is a very, very positive indicator as we are going forward. So we are expecting that businesses will start to really not only hire more people, but also purchase a lot more than they used to beforehand. And with the increase in purchases, and Dave, you alluded to it in the previous segment, that we are seeing more businesses borrowing for equipment and expansion. Mm-hmm. And the numbers here also indicates increase in purchases and others. Could you elaborate on that a little bit?
Yeah, I think it's happening for several reasons, Cameron. Is number one, you can't put off buying certain equipment for a real long period of time. It'll affect your ability to do business. So I think number one is that people have been putting out off purchases because of the economy, because of what's been taking place. And I think finally they're at a point where they must purchase. So we're seeing that happen. We're seeing segments of businesses purchasing because they have increased orders and they need that equipment to produce or to support whatever business that they're in. So no matter what, it's contributing to the effect of the economy. And it's all good. So we're seeing equipment, capital goods for a variety of different reasons, as well as inventories. Inventories have been controlled very nicely by a lot of businesses. But with the expansion in business, they need to increase those inventories, which has been leading to more inventory financing by the banks, financial institutions. Mm-hmm. And at the same time, they're not only reinvesting, but they are investing in the future. So you see some investment in terms of not only people, not only capital equipment, but education, training for their people.
Oh, great. One of the very interesting parts is we have started a new question in just running about a year. And we ask businesses about their previous revenues and what they expect their revenue going to be in the next 6 months. 58% of businesses participating in our survey reported increasing their revenues over the last 6 months. Around 16% said that they have seen decline in their revenues. But looking forward to the next 6 months, a much larger 72% expect their revenues to rise, and only 8% expected it to drop. Obviously, we are talking with entrepreneurs, and entrepreneurs by nature are optimistic about things. But this is a significant change. And when I looked at the previous observations, every single one that we have over this short period of time shows an increase in the number of what they expect it to be, and a reduction in the number of what those who think that they would not, their revenue would not increase. Have you seen anything like that, Jack?
I really have. I think over the last couple of years, there's been, depending on the industry, there's been spotty segments that have a good backlog, expect that to continue. Others were kind of wait and see, weren't quite sure if there would be a major problem in the world that would cause things to slow down. And so they're very hesitant to spend the money. I think they now realize that that things look to be better. I'm finding talking to machine shops and some of those areas which have had inventory problems in terms of, backlog problems, now are buried and working a lot more overtime and these kind of things. So I think people now feel that it's time to do that expansion. Companies are looking at new technologies, 3D printing. I'm surprised how many 3D printers are out there in the manufacturing arena right now. People, as I said before, are getting involved with automation a lot more. They're developing new products. Therefore, they have to build up their inventory, so they have to get their work in process inventories, which Dave loves in terms of getting loans for that those kinds of things. And it's you know, it's you need a lot more money to start up a ramp than you do going down a ramp. Sure. And I think that's what we're seeing right now is that there's a good foundation out there and it's being developed. Therefore, you do need more money to do that.
Dave, you guys obviously with your customers see a lot more detail about actual increases in revenues of people who want to borrow from you. What do you see?
Well, first of all, we have seen a lot of change and a lot of hurt going back to 2008, not only within our bank. I'm talking about the industry as a whole. And the economy as a whole. And I think a lot of people, a lot of smart people retooled, they rethought how to do business, not only in the Valley, but other areas. So I think there was a real change, and it took some time for that change to happen because a lot of us weren't expecting to get hit as hard as we were with what had taken place. So a lot of smart people out there doing a lot of the right things. They cut their expenses in a variety of different ways. Unfortunately, that led to higher unemployment, certainly a downturn economically that we had experienced. I think those same smart people are looking to other ways of increasing revenue and opportunity. And as a group, entrepreneurs and business people are very optimistic. So I think, you know, we hit a low point. That optimism continues to grow, and I think that's translating into people that are retooling their companies in a variety of different ways. They don't have to be manufacturing to retool, but in how they think, what they do, how they do it. And I think today a lot of people are a lot more optimistic, and that's translating to consumer sentiment, which is translating into enthusiasm for what's going on in the Lehigh Valley. And I think the Lehigh Valley is very fortunate because I think we are a little bit different when you look at the what's happening throughout the rest of the state. And we are seeing manufacturing coming in. We are seeing businesses. We have a great economic development group under Don Cunningham. We have a lot of training and education. We have a lot of outreach to bring businesses in. I think that is all great. And that's creating a lot of, you know, optimism for not only us around the table, but for the whole Lehigh Valley. And that's good in what's coming out of that.
Oh, sure. There is no question that optimism part of it. Also, when we look at even the development in downtown Allentown in and as of itself, not only they hired a lot of people to do that, which in an, it generates income and multiplier effect and all of that, but also the fact that all these positive things are happening creates optimism. The only concern with optimism is that if you don't follow up with it, it could evaporate the same as fast as it comes about. Jack, do you see any? We have been talking about all this fantastic news, and the data is there, obviously, as to all of this. Do you see any potential dark clouds on the horizon?
Well,
what could derail us?
There's obviously there's probably a lot of things. Yeah. Well, one thing that's is a little concerning to me, obviously, is the currency situations across the world. The value of the U.S. dollar has increased, I think I said, 17% in the last 6 months compared to most of the other currencies in the world, which means when we try to export something out of the United States, we are 17% higher than you would find in France or something. Same kind of thing is that that's a big issue. Same thing with imports. Imports now are cheaper. Therefore, it's competition that we maybe didn't have before. So that to me, the government has to get a handle on that. I think over the last many years, they have let China do its thing. There's got to be some ways of stopping, at least let's keep it all honest. And that's all I ask. There are some positive signs, though. It looks like the euro and the Europe marketplace is starting to go strong now, and especially in Spain and Germany, in those areas, which could be positive. But that worries me. I'm also worried about, obviously, I've said this before, is the workforce. I think we can expand, but if we can't find the people, I know companies that have turned orders down because they don't have the people to build the product. That's an issue. But it seems like in the Lehigh Valley, we've done a pretty good job of identifying, you know, what manufacturing is, and we've educated the younger generation and their parents, I think, much better than most areas, to a point where that's a positive thing. You talk about economic development and LVDC, you know, it's actually a positive now for companies coming into the Valley because there's pipelines being developed of the younger generation, you know, getting involved with STEM and those kinds sure. of areas.
Dave, what about you?
Well, I agree with Jack on the dollar. I'm concerned about dollar because we have local companies that trade internationally, and the dollar impact has been a negative one, I'm sure, for them. We take a look at the labor participation rate. You know, I'm concerned about where it is. It has to get better. A lot of people dropped out of the labor force. So how do we create jobs? How do we create salaries and wages for them? What do we do to help do that? Certainly the labor force, while it's a great labor force that we have, how do we continue to educate and build upon that? This recovery has been a very, very long and slow recovery. And, you know, it's still not the best recovery, and there's still a lot of lackluster performance. So how does the rest of the country and how do we perform, you know, going forward? So we need to keep our eyes on that, as well as interest rates. You know, there's talk right now interest rates are going to increase. Well, certainly, depending on the economic numbers you look at, you know, the interest rates are dependent upon inflation. Inflation's been under control, and employment or unemployment. And again, I think those numbers that are reflected on unemployment are a little bit different than what I see to be the employment numbers. So I'm concerned about that. And while oil has dropped, and many of us, that's good for as we pull up to the gas pump.
Yes.
You know, that's a good thing. We have to realize that a lot of jobs created in this country have been because of the high cost of oil. So, you know, what impact is the lower oil cost going to have on overall employment in good paying jobs in the Northeast Pennsylvania and other parts of the country? And then what ripple effect could that potentially have? So, and inflation in general, I think, is under control for the time being. You know, that's something I watch very, very closely. And we all live through high inflation rates. So there's a lot going on. And then you couple that with just the world scene from the standpoint of everything from ISIS or ISIL, whatever you want to call them, to some of the unrest that we see. You know, those are all concerning. So, you know, we as people involved in the community have to keep our eyes on a lot of different factors. And again, as a banker, we're here to help create a strong economy. We're here to help create jobs. We're here to help to create income for everybody that's out there. So there are a lot of moving parts to this, Cameron, and it's a lot more complicated today than it was 20, 30 years ago.
Oh, definitely. There's no question about that. And on inflation, you hit it on the head. There's before the Great Recession, inflation rose to as much as close to 6%. And then it obviously went negative during the Great Recession and has not come back. Part of it has nothing, the overall inflation still being low is the fact that oil prices mm-hmm. since last summer crashed. But over the last few weeks, we have observed that they are starting to creep up again. And if we take the oil, if we take oil and food prices out of the inflation calculation, look at the core inflation is running around 2%, 2.5%, which is the Fed's target. But oil prices has an effect on the core over the long term. In one quarter, it may not, but over the course of a year or so, it will have an effect on it. And we are still getting the downside of it because it's a lagged effect. Now that it is creeping up, we're going to see that part of it coming as well. So a lot of people think that the Federal Reserve will raise rates, maybe not in June, but probably July, even though July is not the broadcast one and it is not advertised as well, but there's a chance that they may even do it then or a little later. But that is coming in because we're going to get to a normalized economy slowly. And even if everybody is concerned about raising, if they raise the rate by 0.5%, still 0.5% for federal funds is not, is still expansionary monetary policy based on historical data, which should be around 2 or 3%, which used to be the rate. So we are still in a good place there. So I see the economy moving in a pretty good way. Would you, Jack, give me an idea of what you think about the economy in the 30 seconds?
I think it's a lot of pluses. I really do. I feel there's obviously, you know, what's there's some outside situations with terrorism and so forth that could change things quickly, unfortunately. But in terms of letting us do our jobs, finding new markets for companies, companies differentiating themselves, they all, I think, understand what it takes to succeed. And I think they're finding new areas and they're staying up with technology now far better than they used to, companies as a whole used to. And I think for that reason, I feel very comfortable, at least in the manufacturing area. And I think the country as a whole, I think, is very strong.
Great. Dave, would you wrap up in 30 seconds?
Yeah, I want to make sure that we're on top of our fiscal policy. I think that's important. That translates into what we do from a monetary policy standpoint. But again, I'm optimistic. We're investing a lot of dollars in the community. We have a lot of demand right now for that kind of investment in terms of loans. So I'm excited about that. And I really think as a community, we have the right people at the right place doing the right thing, and we just need to continue to build upon that to make us even a better community.
Gentlemen, thank you very much for being my guest. This is Cameron Afshar with Economic Pulse from WDIY.